Talking today with Ben Hale, Western Livestock, and we're talking about the Monday Oklahoma National Stockyards run. Ben, cattle market looking pretty doggone good here as we wrap up the month of October.
It is. It's looking good, Ron. We had about 8,500 compared to about 2,000 a year ago. I don't know. There must have been a weather event a year ago. I don't remember back that far, but had a good run here. Lots of nice calves and yearlings and several wean cattle, not as many calves as what we had been having, and the market was strong on all of them, pretty well all the way through. There were some soft spots, but all in all, a strong market.
With those kind of numbers, I know that you keep kind of wondering, you know, how much longer we'll be having significant numbers here, given the fact that, we've got, there's a few less cattle out in the country.
Yeah, the placements and stuff in the feed yard, some of that stuff you read that they're not down that much. And I still believe when we get a sure enough a killing frost that we'll have some pretty big numbers like we do typically in November, December. Kind of hoping this rain materializes the end of the week and get some of this wheat kicked off. If that does, that'll help our market more than anything. As long as you can keep them cattle out grazing and not pile them all up at one time going into the yard, is better for everybody in the industry.
I'm guessing that probably you've got some customers, whatnot, folks you talk to out in the country that they really need a rain, not just for try to help get some soil moisture, but also help on ponds.
Absolutely, yeah. There's several of them running awful low on ponds and running out. And then if you don't have rural water, it's just almost cost prohibitive to haul water to it. So yeah, it's kind of a critical deal. Hopefully we can get this rain, pretty big rain, catch some drinking water, and then keep some warm weather around for the next several weeks so we can grow some stuff.
The rest of the week, as far as markets out, both Comanche and Woodward, what's going to be going on?
Going to have a good run at Comanche tomorrow. Want to talk to Peyton yesterday here in Oklahoma City, and be about the same probably at Woodward on Thursday. Going to have about 350 cows at Woodward today, so be a good rain, good run. The rain could affect Woodward on Thursday, depending on how it moves in out there Wednesday and Thursday, could affect that run a little bit. But I think Peyton will have a good run just because it'll stay dry until tomorrow evening. So they're going to have a nice run there tomorrow.
If folks want to talk to you about these markets, how do they get a hold of you?
940-631-2333. We'd love to visit with you and try to earn your business.
Thank you, Ben. Ben Hale, Western Livestock. You can go to their website, westerncommissioncompany.com, for more information about the commission firm at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. Of course, they sell cattle and represent you on Mondays and Tuesdays. They've got the Comanche market as well as the Woodward market here in the state that's owned and operated by Ben Hale and his family. Check them out. As Ben has said, they'd love to earn your business. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.